In a down economy, consumers often look to conserve and recycle, which has been a boost to local resale and thrift shops. Now those businesses see an opportunity. Some are moving into the empty spaces that bankrupt big box retailers left behind. To be clear, today's new superstore is not a Walmart. It's a for-profit version of the Salvation Army. New Hampshire Public Radio's Cheryl Rich Kern has more.
A secondhand superstore called Savers is about to open on a busy retail strip in Nashua, New Hampshire. About 30 employees in the warehouse sort through the donated dishes, furniture, and books.
Look how tiny that is! It's like baby doll.
The staff rips open heavy trash bags of clothing. Out on the sales floor, the workplace is quieter.
This is actually one of our most interesting things.
Employee Tanya Mounts.
We have a Learn Russian record set from late 50s, early 60s.
The store is musty like a Goodwill shop, but well-designed like a Marshall's. It's in an old Circuit City building, and it's huge, more than 23,000 square feet. Less than 2 miles down the road sits the used books superstore. The parking lot hasn't been this packed since the building once housed another, now bankrupt, electronic chain, Tweeter.
It's going to be $13.94.
Customer Rose Watney grabs a cart and browses the children's section.
Love the fact that you're not paying full price for them, but you're getting really good books. I always walk out with more than I came for.
100,000 books are stacked on metal shelves. The store may not have the warm vibes of a coffee cafe, but it's well lit and organized. As with the Savers store down the street, the used bookstore partners with a nonprofit organization. Used Book Superstore gives a tax write-off to donors. Owner Bob Ticehurst says in turn it pays the nonprofit 5 cents a pound for the books.
The nonprofit raises money and we're able to keep all of our operations going, so kind of a win-win for everybody.
So how are you making a profit?
It's volume. At these prices, being $1.99 and $2.99, it's not like you make a lot on every book, but it continues to add up.
Ticehurst now owns 5 stores. Like other secondhand merchants, he sticks to a simple business model. High volume, low cost of goods, and cheap rent. According to the National Association of Resale Professionals, the multi-billion dollar a year industry is growing. Over the past 3 years, the number of secondhand shops has increased 5%. Gary Musica is a marketing professor at the University of Massachusetts.
It seems like every time there's a new retail concept, sooner or later, somebody decides to supersize it, if you will.
Musica says thrift shops are typically nonprofit. He says now that they've demonstrated their potential during a recession, the for-profits are targeting the same frugal customers. Those businesses are helped because of the leasing bargains they're getting on empty storefronts. What's unclear is, when the economy turns around, how this new business model will play out. For NPR News, I'm Cheryl Rich Kern in Nashua, New Hampshire.